Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chavdal Adam and Aleph. We're holding on Chavdal Adam and Aleph, four lines on the top, by the words Kasha Derbi Meir Derbi Meir. So we ended off the previous year with a stira in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We said that the halacha is, according to Rabbi Meir, is that a person is not allowed to use a behemoth for the wall of the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds a person could use a behemoth for a wall. Rabbi Meir holds not. Why does Rabbi Meir hold that a person cannot use a behemoth? Rabbi Zeira said because of chashash that maybe the animal will run away. Rabbi Meir says it's because of chashash that maybe the animal will die. It comes out, according to Abaye, the machlekes is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is really a machlekes about whether or not we're chayish lamisa. Rabbi Meir is chayish lamisa, therefore he says you can't use a behemoth for the wall of the sukkah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa, and therefore he says that you could use a behemoth for the wall of the sukkah. Now, we mentioned the Braisa, which seems to have it the reverse. The Braisa says about the case where the person bought the wine from the Kusi, so he takes off Trumas and Maestras, or he designates Trumas and Maestras, and then he only actually takes it off Matzei Shabbos. He didn't have time on it before Shabbos. So he says that in this bottle of wine is Trumas and Maestras, and then he can make Kiddush on it. Matzei Shabbos, when he takes off the Truma and Meiser, will say, because with using the principle of Breira, will say that retroactively that was always the Truma and the Meiser, and the part that he was drinking was Chulim. So that's Rabbi Meir says is the Eitza for such a person. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, along with Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yehuda said that a person cannot use this Eitza. The Gemara assumed that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that you can't use this Eitza is because of Chashash, that maybe the bottle will break before you get the chance, Matzei Shabbos, to separate the Trumas and Meisers. And if the bottle breaks before you actually take off the Truma and Meiser, so then retroactively review it, that when he made Kiddush Friday night, he was making Kiddush on Tevel, that he was drink, that and the wine that he drank was Tevel. So over here you see that Rabbi Meir is not Chayish that the bottle will break. He's not Chayish Lamisa. And it's Rabbi Yehuda that's Chayish that the bottle will break. Rabbi Yehuda's Chayish Lamisa. So says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbi Meir at Rabbi Meir. We have a steer in Rabbi Meir. He says you can't use a behemoth for a wall of the sukkah, meaning he is Chayish Lamisa. But then he says that you could use this Eitza by the wine, and he's not Chayish that the bottle will break. Says the Gemara, Amar Lechar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir will answer you that Misa Shchicha Bekiyas Anoy Leishchicha. It's not true, it's not comparable. Misa Shchiach, the fact that the bottle will break, that's not common. After the Maser Leilashimer, you can always give the bottle to someone who'll be careful with it, who'll watch it. You can't give over Misa, you can't give over a person's Neshama to someone that will make sure it doesn't die. If it's a person's time to go, he's gonna go. But the bottle, you can be careful about it, you can make sure it doesn't break. So therefore he's Chayesh Misa, but he's not Chayesh Bekiyas Anoy. Says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. We also have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allows a person to use the behemoth for the wall of the sukkah. Clearly he's not chayish lamisa. But then he says that you can't use this eitzah by the wine. Mashma he's chayish that the bottle will break. He's chayish lamisa. Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. Time with Rabbi Yehuda, la mishum de chayish bekiyas anoid. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish. He's not chayishish for such a thing. He's not chayishish that the bottle will break. Ella, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use this eitzah is mishum de lasa breira. He simply doesn't hold of the concept of breira. That's why he doesn't hold of the eitzah, not because of a chashash that the bottle will break. Says the Gemara, v'le chayish Rabbi Yehuda lebekiyas anoid. Is that really true that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayishish that the bottle will break? But midikatani seifa, the seifa of the brisa says that amru. Rabbi Meir, they, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon, they said to Rabbi Meir, aren't you chayshish that maybe the battle will break? You're chayshish lamisa, aren't you chayshish that the battle will break? It's going to come out that the person was drinking tevel mafreya when he made his kiddush Friday night. Rabbi Meir said, I'll talk to you when it breaks, meaning I'm not chayshish that's going to break. But what do you see from there? You see from Rabbi Yehuda's kasha on Rabbi Meir that he is chayshish that the bottle was going to break. He said, how are you doing this eitzah? The bottle might break. Mashmar Rabbi Yehuda's chayshish that the bottle is going to break, even though he's not chayish lemisa. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam Rabbi Yehuda who deka'amar Rabbi Meir. There Rabbi Yehuda was talking to Rabbi Meir. Lidi di lasli breira. I don't hold a breira. That's why this eitzah is not shaykh to me. I don't hold that there's a chashash that the bottle will break, but I don't hold the breira. So that's why this eitz is not negayat to me. El lididach, but even according to you, the yesh breira, that you hold that there is breira, yata maida deshem yibaka hanoi, aren't you chayshish that maybe the bottle will break? Just like your chayish lamiso, you should be chayshish that the bottle is going to break. And Amar Leir, Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, lichashi yibaka, no, I'll talk to you when it breaks. I'm not chayshish. I'm machalik between the two. I'm chayshish lamiso. I'm not chayish that the bottle is going to break, like we explained before. But it's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a chashash that the bottle is going to break. He was just talking to Rabbi Meir, l'shitascha to Rabbi Meir, but not that he himself holds of a chashash that the bottle is going to break. Says the Gemara of Lechayish Rabbi Yehuda Lamisa, is that true that there's a klal kilu that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa, and that's why he allows a person to use a behema for the wall of a sukkah? Vatanan, we learned in the very first mission in Meseches Yuma that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer af isha cheres maskinen loy shema tomas ishtoy, that we appoint a backup wife for the kohen gadol because maybe his wife's going to die. He needs to be married to perform the avodah on Yom Kippur, so to ensure that he has a wife, we prepare a backup wife because we're chayishish that maybe his actual wife might die. So says the Gemara. So you see from here, Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lamisa. Says the Gemara, no, hayit maralah am Rav Huna, b'rit Rav Yehoshua, mailo osu b'kapara. It was a special mailo that they did for the kapara of Yom Kippur. It's not really, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa. He went above and beyond for the kapara of Yom Kippur, but not because generally he's chayish lamisa. Really, he's not. But Yom Kippur was an exception. Says the Gemara now, we said in Rabbi Meir that a person cannot use the behema for the wall of the sukkah. We said a few things. He can't use it as the wall of the sukkah, and that it's not considered a mechitza for all different types of halachas. It also doesn't get tumas goylo. If a person puts it on top of a kever, it doesn't get the tumma that normally comes onto something which is used as the goylo of the kever. So says the Gemara, now, and we mentioned in the Gemara previously that the reason for Rabbi Meir is subject to a machlekes, like we mentioned before. Rabbi Zeira holds Shemet Tivrach, maybe the behema will run away. And Abai held it was because Shemet Thomas, maybe the behema will die. So therefore, we already now view it like it's not there, Midr Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, though, that Bein Laman Da'amar Shemet Thomas, Bein Laman Da'amar Shemet Tivrach, Bein according to Abai, Bein according to Rabbi Zeira, whatever the chashash is, Midr Raisa Mechitz Malyahi. It comes out that really Midr Raisa, it's a good wall. V'Rabbanan, who dugo, it was just a gzeira d'rabbanan that they said that the wall is possible. Maybe it will go away. Maybe it will by running, by dying. But it's all midrabbanan. Really midaraisa, it's a good wall. So if so, ask the Gemara, Alama Tanan. So if really midaraisa, it's a good mechitza, so why is it, how is it, that we could learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda mitami mishum goylov, Rabbi Meir mitayer, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it could be a goylo, and Rabbi Meir says it's not a goylo. If midaraisa, we view it like it's still there, like it's a good mechitza, so why doesn't it get tumas goylo? You can't say that because of a chashash, so therefore we're going to be meiko, so how could Rabbi Meir be mitayer? And Rashi points out, really, this was a part of the braisa that we mentioned on Chaf Gimel and Aleph, this idea that Rabbi Meir was metayer mishum goylo. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah, the Gemara wanted to daf gas in the Mishnah, it was more clear, Rashi explains. But the point is that how could you say that the chashash of Rabbi Meir is a chashash to Rabbanan? So says the Gemara in Echanami. We're gonna fall off of everything that we said until now. The whole past daf of Gemara that we were talking about, al Shema Tamuz or Shema Tivrach, really it's not, that's not the pshat in Rabbi Meir. Elo Amar Vachabar Yaakov, Ksav Rabbi Meir kol mechitza, Shemed is Baruach in a mechitza. The reason for Rabbi Meir that he holds that a behema can't be used as the wall of the sukkah is because Rabbi Meir holds as a rule midaraisa, that a wall which is held up by Ruach, it's not considered a mechitza. And a behema is held up by the Ruach Chaim that's inside of it, so therefore it's not considered a mechitza. Or Ikadami, some have a different version, that Amar Vacher Bayakiv, this is what Ravacher Bayakiv said, that Ksav Rabbi Meir holds, you can't use the behema as a wall of the sukkah, because Rabbi Meir holds as a shita, midaraisa even, that kol mechitza she'ena asui bidei adam ena mechitza. Any mechitza which can't be made by a person, it's not a good mechitza. Being that a person cannot create a behema, so therefore it's not considered a good mechitza. You can't use an animal as a mechitza. Mai benayo, what's an afkamina between these two different lashonos of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, whether it's because of Aymedes Baruach, or Komechitza Shein Asuyu Bidei Adam? Says the Gemara, Ikebinayu Do'ikma Benoit Tafuach. If you hold up, a wall is held up, it's a weak wall, so it's being held up by a balloon. So the man damar that mechitza imed is beruach in a mechitza, according to the first version, that any time you have a mechitza that's being held up by ruach, it's not considered a mechitza. Hari imed is beruach. This wall will not be a good mechitza because it's being held up by a person, even though the wall itself is being made by a human. It's made by an adam. Doesn't matter. Being that it's held up by ruach, it's not a good wall. However, leman da'amar ina sui b'de adam, that's only something which cannot be made by a person, and it's not considered a wall. So hare asui b'de adam, this wall in this case was made by a person, and therefore would be considered a wall. So that's would be a nafkamina between these two versions of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. But either way, it comes out that the maskan of the Gemara is that the reason why Rabbi Meir holds a person cannot use a behema is din daraisa. He held me daraisa, it's not considered a mechitza. So that's why now it's understandable that he held that it also doesn't have tumas gail, because he holds it's a din d'oraisa, that it's not considered a mechitza.